I need to just go over one bit of housekeeping with you from the episode from last week. Can you move your microphone in front of your keyboard? Because all both of us did last week is type, and because the microphones, I assume, are sitting behind our keyboards.
No, that's not why. I heard that, and I think there's a moment for it because there's like a funny Amir said something and then I start typing, but I use a mechanical keyboard and it's very loud. It's a very loud device. And so yes, I will try to engage in no typing during this podcast. How's that? What things are out of bounds that we can't talk about? Can I talk about the stupid large metal weird shapen vehicle made by another car company? Is that in our scope or not in our scope?
You can talk about Cybertrucks all day long.
God, that car sucks. I was watching DeMiro's review
So I saw it online today. I haven't watched it yet, but I saw it online today. Is it
and
how is it? He says it's awesome.
no, he doesn't. He spends 32 minutes telling you how flawed it is, and then being like, but it's so cool. And his comp is, it's like driving a Raptor to Starbucks. Like, it's like buying a Ford Raptor not to drive it, which is like the dumbest thing on earth that people do. It is obscenely stupid. Did you know that it does, like, autopilot isn't even a feature on it? Really took them 3 extra years to make it, and they can't even get autopilot to work.
So my personal opinion, I actually think the car is so ugly that it looks nice. However, I have seen many of them in person living up where I live. I mean, there's a
Yeah,
lot of them
sure.
by
You're near
comparison.
their headquarters.
Well, the old headquarters, because
Oh,
now they're
that's
in
right. They
Austin.
moved. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I forgot that.
No. But so here's my takeaway. Everything that is wrong with every Tesla in terms of production quality is wrong with a Cybertruck. The
Times
difference
five.
is be well no, I don't I wouldn't even say times five. I think
Times
the difference
five
is
plus
because the type
rust.
because the Cybertruck, please stop clicking away. Because the Cybertruck has sharp angles and metal plates, when something doesn't align, it's very visible.
Right.
And also very dangerous because they're sharp. It is also just unnecessarily big, but it's not big like it's so big and yet you have so much more space than you would have in something else. It's
Right.
just big. Now, I will say I've seen it wrapped in black. I like it a lot better wrapped in black than the stainless look. It just makes it look nicer. I think it also
I
makes it
like
look
every
smaller.
car wrapped in black better. There's no car that I've ever seen that I'm like, hey, you know what's terrible about that car? Wrapping it in matte black.
Yeah, that's fair. But yeah, I don't know. I see a lot of them appear now where it's like when I see one, it's not cool anymore. But it's still unique. Okay, anyway, still not what we're gonna talk about today.
We're fine. We got a little late on our recording, so we're going a little quick today. We're getting in hot, a little quickie style. What do you got?
Should sports gambling be legal from your phone from anywhere?
I don't think so.
Okay. Why?
So the origin of this is the Shohei Ohtani story, right? So this super, interesting story of what's been happening. Most likely he isn't the problem and doesn't have a gambling addiction, but it's the translator who's also the translator every time he says what the problem is. But there was this great joke that I'll have to find it for you and send it. But it was like, up next on ESPN, presented by ESPN Bet, the story of Shohei Ohtani. So we're going to cut it live to the DraftKings studio where we've got, whatever person to tell us if this is happening over to the crypto.com arena to find out. And like,
Correct.
yeah, I mean, it preys on poor people, it preys on our urges to do degenerate things.
Yeah.
The house always wins. No one's getting rich off sports gambling. Like, you are up
Correct.
against not just odds.
Although Garrett might argue with that point, but I do not.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. There are some people that are quite good at it, but that's like saying there's people that are good at option trading. Like,
Sure.
there are people making Wall Street bets, and still hitting on Nvidia, but for every one of them, there's 50 that went broke on GameStop, right?
Right.
And look, that's legal too. So the hard part is I carry these like two thoughts in my head at the same time, which is I like betting on sports. I'm also really in control of it. Like I don't spend a lot of money. I never bet more than $10. I have a very strong limit that I play with. I've gotten lucky enough times to keep me nice and up. And March Madness is way better throwing $10 on it. But I will say, on the contrarian side, there's two parts that stand out to me. It's awful for society. I really hate, you know, every game, every interaction that you see having a line tied to it. And in a totally ridiculous, absurd thing, because Vegas is not a thing I should be like standing up for its existence for. But like, I loved going to Vegas for March Madness. I loved printing out that stupid
paper. You still can, but it doesn't have the same effect.
But why?
Right.
I can sit at home with a bigger TV. I don't have to carry the paper ticket and cheaper alcohol. Why would I go to Vegas?
I agree with you. I have the same sentiments, right? So I don't bet on sports really ever. When I do, when I did, when I have, it's like maybe the most I'll bet is like $50. And that's like on a Super Bowl pick, right? And that's if I'm up and I'm playing with house money. Usually for me, it's $10, maybe $20. It's more for like the engagement in the activity than it is trying to win, unless it's like $10 in some stupid parlay that if I somehow win, I win like 500, right? And then you're like, who cares? I either win it or I lose it. It doesn't matter.
Sure.
I do think that there are problems that have been created because of sports gambling being accessible from anywhere. And those problems will only continue to grow over time, right? And it's not in the best interest of the platforms to limit or restrict the participant.
Of course not.
So I think a fix for that, for example, could be that you could go into the app for, say, BetMGM and put a daily limit of, say, $50 for yourself, and you can only change it once a month. So once you set it, you have to abide by it until you do it, right? But that's not in their best interest.
Of course not.
So they will never do that. And all they're legally obligated to do is say, if you have a gambling problem, call this 800 number and somebody will tell you to stop and you won't listen.
Right.
And you'll never call in the first place, so it doesn't matter. That's their only obligation.
I mean, the easiest way to know that something is awful and shouldn't exist is that if you lost 500 bets in a row, nothing would happen. And if you won more than 20 bets in a row, they would cancel your account. That's all you need to know. Like,
what I do think, so I think this leads into so many other conversations. And clearly, we're both aligned, right? We don't think it should exist.
Yet I use
the
it.
The way it does now.
Like, I want to acknowledge,
yes,
I'm saying that as someone who likes to gamble on sports and is so happy that I can do it.
Yeah, and that's
but fair. I think I remember societally it shouldn't exist, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I remember when it became legal in Arizona. This was like 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. I downloaded the BetMGM app. You bet $5, they give you $200. All I played with was that $200 the whole NFL season, and then I deleted the app, right? But for me, I would rather go shopping if I'm going to just throw money away than gambling.
Yeah, but
that's my
advice. We also did an NFL pool, right?
But that I don't consider gambling the same way. I think – I'm not saying it's not gambling.
What are you
talking
about?
Purpose,
it's the same.
No. I'm not saying it's not gambling. I'm saying for the purpose of this conversation, what we are talking about is bet on sports through apps like DraftKings, FanDuel, BetMGM. That the accessibility, right? If you do a football league, you're not betting every week on every game. You're entering a pool, you're putting money in, whatever. It is still gambling. I'm not saying it's not, but it's a different type than it is. Like, I can literally go and bet on what the next play is going to be before it happens. Like, that is, like, ultra-degenerate level. And I think we both know people who do that and who have done that. And it just opens up – it can potentially create a lot of problems for a lot of people, and I think it does on a daily basis.
Yes.
The follow-up question to this that I think is a very interesting one – is if you look at historically in professional sports, there have been athletes, Nate, most famously Pete Rose, who, regardless of their accomplishments, have been roadblock from entering Hall of Fames or getting career achievement awards because they gambled on sports. Now, some are dumber than others. Some literally bet on their own game and themselves, which is a direct correlation of, like, I'm, you know, what, right? But in general, like, if something is legal now, should there be a historic reviewing of precedents to say it's okay, given a specific scenario, they shouldn't be roadblocked from it again? And again, I'll go back to Pete Rose, right? He's been barred from the Hall of Fame. He's one of the best baseball players of all time.
He's the all-time hit leader.
For betting on sports. Yeah, for betting on sports.
He didn't get barred for betting on sports. He got barred for betting on baseball.
But he didn't bet on himself and his team.
Yes, he did. He definitely bet on the Reds. The argument, the whole Pete Rose argument is, well, I only bet on us to win.
That's dumb.
Which is true.
That's a valid claim.
Okay, but let's finish that thought. So they played 162 games. He didn't bet 162 times. He bet on them to win sometimes, and then he didn't bet on them to win other times. What does that tell you?
I think what that tells me is that he is looking at every game, looking at the team, his team versus the team they're playing, and betting intelligently on the possible outcome of the game. I'm not excusing it. Sure. I think when you bet on your own team, that is stupid. I'm not excusing it. But to answer your question, what it's telling me is that at least he was a smart gambler.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
he wasn't just betting on every game. Look,
my actual sentiment on Pete Rose is I do not think he should be banned from the Hall of Fame. I think he should have been kicked out and banned from baseball, which did happen, because he bet on the sport he plays, on the team he was coaching. And that there has to be a consequence to that. I think that you have to hold the integrity of the game. The Hall of Fame, separately, is this, you know, relative sham of proof of who the best players are. Pete Rose belongs in the Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds belongs in the Hall of Fame. Like, Mark McGwire belongs in the Hall of Fame.
This is a whole separate topic, but baseball Hall of Fame is the most, maybe the most useless celebration thing in sports, because, and I will, we can have shows about this. If people want to write in and have conversations about this, I'm ready to go. Barry Bonds is the greatest baseball player of all time, period. And you can look at his accomplishments with the Pirates. You can look at his accomplishments with the Giants. Yep. You can look at the entire category of his accomplishments, period. And he's not in the Hall of Fame.
He should be in the Hall of Fame.
And then you go back and you look at people like Babe Ruth, who, great player, not taking anything away, right? Gambler, alcoholic, womanizer. Ty Cobb was a known racist. These players are in the Hall of Fame because morally, there was no moral standards. But all of a sudden, in an era where everybody might be doing the same thing, you're going to single out the top performers and say no. Like, it's stupid. And it loses credibility.
Yes, Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. Also, Pete Rose should have been banned for baseball. I think both things are true. Do I think it's lifetime? I don't know. But again, like, deciding what the right consequences are, that's a weird arbitrary thing for me to invest my thought into. But yeah, I mean, the interesting thing will be there are so many cases in the last 3 or 4 years of people getting caught. You know, John, our friend, was telling me last night about a different story of a two-way player whose brother's in the league. I can't remember who it is. Michael Porter Jr.'s brother. And that he was betting on unders for himself and then getting injured in the games. And, like, that's where it's like, oh, yeah, you should be banned for the... But that person should be banned for the rest of his basketball career.
Agreed. Also, that person's dumb.
Obviously. But, like, those... I'm fine with those consequences. Like, that should be the outcome. The problem is, and this is where, you know, we have to look at, when we look at society, one of the deficiencies is people interpret morality by the decisions they would make without accepting the bias and the systemic problems that cause the decisions to be different for you versus someone with a different profile than you, right? And so we say, well, morally speaking, like, it's, you should be able to control your gambling. You should be able to make this decision. Like, yeah, but systemically, this things like gambling like prey upon poor people. Look at the lottery, and they prey upon people that are underprivileged, and it puts this thing in the way of holding a moral high ground, because you can't just apply a moral filter to it. You can't just say like, well, you should do. It's like, no, that doesn't work that way. It's why the stupid Candy Crush games work, right? Like, they're preying upon these. You had.
That doesn't work that way in
No, of
any
course not, of
family,
course not.
right?
I mean, this is why it's systemic
Like
racism,
we
right?
just got done talking about this, what, last episode or 2 episodes ago, right? My wife can open a bag of chips and it'll take her 3 months to eat it, and she can look at me and be like, "You should be able to do the same thing," and it's like, I can't. Like it, the people who have the moral high ground on those things, are the same people who don't have a problem with
I
it,
just want you
right?
to know
The people who have a moral high
that I
ground.
am discussing the morality of, payday loans and gambling on the underprivileged.
I
I am talking
understand.
about the morality of systemic racism, and you equated it to the morality of the chip manufacturers to fat people. And you're like, same. Fuck you, Fritos.
Skinny fries.